episode 48, the episode after 4th of July.
I won, by the way. I won.
You totally won. We did not do a show last week. And I was so indignant. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're doing a show. And you're like, no, we're not. And I'm like, okay, we're not. We didn't. So how was your 4th of July?
It was good. I know I had something I was going to tell you, and I really can't remember. We went up to Big Bear. You know, I love 4th of July for me is such a great holiday because it's all about, like, laying on a boat on a lake somewhere watching fireworks. I love 4th of July. I don't know why. I just do. Yeah. My sister and brother-in-law have a boat. So a small boat, but I mean, like, it's a lake boat. It's a perfect boat for a lake. So we go, my brother-in-law likes to fish, and we go out on the lake. And it's fun. It's good times. What'd you do?
Actually, I still was sick. You know, gosh, it's like 3 weeks and I'm still getting over this cold.
It's ridiculous.
So Friday night I went out and there's a brewery by my house and it's in an industrial area. So I had a couple friends over, kind of did that. And then Saturday was low key. I had, a couple people over, and up the street from me, a couple blocks away, is this bridge that goes over this expressway.
Yeah.
And if you park there, you can see like 8 different towns' fireworks display.
Oh, nice.
And so I don't have to go schlep anywhere. I don't have to sit anywhere. I pull up at like 9:20 and they're all just starting. And by 10:10, I've seen like 8 different fireworks display and I'm on my way home.
Yeah, that's good times. I like that.
So when we got back here, one of my guests had brought over fireworks, rockets. And, you know, they're illegal in Illinois.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, fireworks are illegal in Illinois.
Do you get busted for it?
No. They are, however, not illegal in Indiana, where you can buy almost, like, a grade below the shit, the mortars that they blow off at the fireworks display. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we had, like, 12 of them, and it was like, it would go up like, I don't know, 100 feet or whatever, and then bust open. This was not like a Roman candle. This was like bust open, little stuff flowing down. It was so cool. But I had to be careful because these like sticks would go up in the air and fly down. And, you know, and like I told my neighbors, I'm like, keep your dog in. The last thing I want to just fucking impale their dog on 4th of July with some stick that's being shot down from the cosmos.
They wouldn't like that.
No, they wouldn't like that. And they wouldn't like me very much. So that was really fun. And then I kind of pooped out early because I just was, you know, had gone to Indianapolis with Ruth, which we will talk about. And it's just kind of been like, I hadn't had any time to like get better. So I'm still working on that. Cause when you work for yourself, you have to keep working. So anyway,
yeah, you don't get any days off. That's the downside.
So speaking of home fireworks, I have to talk about this because I don't understand how dumb people are sometimes. And that's the best way I can say it. So there was this young man in Maryland who on 4th of July apparently had been drinking.
It's always a good combination.
It is always a great decision-making combination.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what, if it was a Roman candle. I think it was like a rocket of some sort. He put on the back of his head as if to launch from it or light from it. And
off the back of his head?
Yeah, yeah. And it exploded and he died. So
it exploded. He's strapped it to the back of his head. I'm trying to
I don't think he's strapped it to the back of his head. You know what? I should just...
Why don't you look up the specifics for us? Because I don't understand.
Yeah, hold on.
So he strapped it. Hey, speaking of, this is a total non sequitur, but did you or any of our other listeners go on and look at the picture that I posted on Facebook of the stone baby x-ray? Because I never did see the baby. Could you find the baby?
I saw the picture, but I didn't see.
So it's not just me, right? It's not just me. Could you find the baby?
I didn't really spend a lot of his time.
Well, it shouldn't take much time. It's a fucking 4.5-pound baby in the x-ray somewhere. It's not like, where's Waldo? It's a 4.5-pound stone baby. You should be able to easily... I mean, clearly whoever posted it on the internet posted it like, oh my God, look at this. And I'm going, I see bones. I see... I don't see the baby.
I didn't see the baby. Hold on one second.
All right. Well, at least I feel somewhat vindicated and like I'm not a complete... I know I'm a dumbass, but at least I'm not like a complete dumbass. Because if you didn't
No, you're not.
Sometimes I do things that are questionable or I, you know, I don't know.
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did not. Oh my gosh.
Well, I know that there's always people that they always say, you know... They're illegal because they're unsafe and you just have to be safe and whatever. There's no way to be safe when you're setting those things off. We did it. There was 1 year a long time ago. I'm trying to think if we even had the kids yet or if it was pre-kids. I think it might have been pre-kids or they were really, really little and in bed already when my brother-in-law decided to pick up some fireworks because he worked down in like Carson or somewhere where you can easily get fireworks because they're illegal here too.
Right.
And he was setting them off in the backyard and a friend of mine who was with us was hilarious. That was the big joke because he got teased for years after that because every firework that went off, he was like, his face just lit up more and more like he was a kid in a candy store. But it was a little scary because they definitely, you know, you start small and we were like, ooh, yeah. And then you start to go, oh, shit. Oh, those are kind of, some of those are kind of big. And it was fun. But, you know, there were a couple of them that were like, if that had shot off in the wrong direction, that wouldn't have been too good. So I don't ever think, I mean, great for you guys that you did that, but that's pretty ballsy because that's super dangerous. Because well, there's no controlling them is the problem. You can't control which, you know, you can point it in a certain direction, but it's not necessarily going to go that way. Fireworks kind of have a tendency to do whatever the fuck they want to do. And who knows where they came from.
Which was a good case in point because one of the ones that we sent off was a really low one. And like, it just shot off. I mean, you would have gotten hit by a spark. You wouldn't have gotten hit by a mortar, but
yeah.
It's definitely dangerous, and I don't think anyone should be lighting fireworks that has been drinking alcohol or under the influence of anything.
And were you drinking alcohol when you guys lit yours?
No. Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
Huh.
No.
Really?
No, because I had drinks on Friday night, so Saturday I was just kind of like, you know, cool.
Okay, because I was going to say, I don't know if I believe you, but maybe I do.
Wow. Yeah, no, I...
Well, because when I do that stuff where you're like, what? No, of course I wasn't drinking. That would have been not smart.
No, the two people that were... The one person doesn't drink, and the other person, he may have had a beer, but I don't think he... I mean, he certainly weren't drinking. I didn't have anything, but in any case, when I was a kid... My grandfather and uncle would drive to Indiana because we lived on like an acre of land and we would like put on a show in the backyard for all the kids. And I mean, it would be like a flipping fireworks show.
Okay.
But we had hoses and, you know, there was a pool and everything. So we were pretty safe. In any case, so I'm sorry, it wasn't Maryland. It was Maine.
Oh, well, that makes all the difference.
What are you doing? Wait, stop. What are you doing? What are you shuffling?
Oh, is it really loud? I'm organizing shit on my desk while we're talking. I'm multitasking.
Yeah, no, you cannot multitask. And also, too, last week when we had our last episode, I could hear your nail filing and I wanted to kill you. When I was listening back to it, I'm like, she cannot file her nails anymore. So whatever you're doing that has nothing to do with the show, you have to stop. I can hear you shuffling paper.
Fine, God, fine. I am going to take my vitamins because I forgot to take my vitamins earlier today. So I'm taking.
Oh my God, are you going to have your green drink and eat oatmeal too?
No, but I could if I wanted to. Anyway, just go ahead with your stupid story.
All right, so this 22-year-old guy died instantly when he put a fireworks mortar on his head and set it off. Okay, that's all I have to say about what he did.
It's not funny, but it kind of is. He put it on his head, and who thought that was a good idea?
Exactly. So I guess he'd been drinking with his friends, and the incident occurred about 10 o'clock. And here's, again, so on the one hand, it's extremely tragic. It's really tragic.
Yeah, of course.
On the other hand, I go, well, that'll do ya. That's just dumb. It's just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And so he kind of like, that's like playing Russian roulette. I mean, you know, there's a bullet in there. And if you pull the trigger, you have a really good chance of dying. So I don't know in what instance anyone would ever think
that was a good idea.
But that was a smart idea.
Clearly they were super hammered. I'm guessing his friend sobered up pretty fast.
You mean as if the back of his head exploded?
Yeah.
That'll fuck you up for the rest of your life.
It's just not smart. I mean, let's tie this explosive to the back of my head and see what happens. It's an explosive. I don't know. People don't think. They're just stupid.
I have seen friends of mine take bottle rockets and put them between their ass cheeks and you know, let them go.
Yeah, but that's not smart either. Why would they do that?
No, it's not smart. The odds are, I mean, they certainly could blow off a piece of their flesh. It's kind of funny to watch, to see a bottle rocket shoot out of someone's butt. But I don't recommend it. In any case, people, what are they thinking?
People, I don't know.
What are they thinking? So that happened. Yeah. Some dude did that to himself. So happy 4th of July. But then, you know, so there you go. I don't know. That was really a fun topic, wasn't it?
Yeah, happy 4th. Wait, so what ended up happening with Ruth? We sent all of our positive vibes, and then what happened? Did it work?
It did work. It worked very well.
Nice.
It worked very well, except, so we were supposed to find out on Tuesday whether or not she had gotten into the drug study.
Right.
Tuesday came and went. We were supposed to leave on Wednesday.
Right.
And I was going to be taking time off of work on Thursday because I was going to drive. It was just she and I that were going. Her and me, however you want to, whatever. And I was working my butt off on Wednesday because we were going to leave by 6 o'clock, and she was renting her car, and I was dropping off my car to be serviced. And so it was just like this cluster. And I had called her in the morning and I said, "Are we going?" And she's like, "I haven't heard yet." And I go, "Well, don't you think that they should let us know if we are in the study or not? I mean, this is a 200-mile trip."
Yeah.
And when you're renting a car and paying for a hotel, isn't it kind of in our best interest to find out if we're going or not? So at 2:30, she texts me and says, "They don't know if I'm in the study yet. They want me to still come down." And then I get kind of mad.
Yeah, that would piss me off because it's inconsiderate.
Right.
They don't think about all the other stuff that people go through to get there. They just want people to get there.
Well, and this study's brand new, so she was only the fifth person, allowed in the study. So it's, you know, a fairly new study. In any case, so we get the rental car, and I say to her, I'm like, "Are you sure you still want to go, even though we don't know whether or not you're in?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm going. If you don't want to go, then don't take me. I'll find someone else." It's like, oh my God, that's not what I'm saying. But it's getting later, and, you know, again, the next day, coming back Thursday, was 4th of July traffic.
Oh, so God.
We had been told that if she got in the study, her infusion would be at 11:40. So we figured that we'd be out by 2, you know, and back to Chicago by 4:30 because they're an hour ahead. So we're tooling in the car, and we decide that we're going to grab a bite to eat. And much to my chagrin, you know, she can't eat much. So she just wanted a little Happy Meal from McDonald's because she could eat.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good choice.
It's a really good choice. But she just ate the meat, which is even better because it's shit meat. But
yeah,
in any
case, good choices.
Yeah, we're on the road. And it's certainly better than corn nuts or those, you know, like peanut butter orange crackers from the truck stop, but not a good choice anyway. So we grab something from McDonald's, and she says to me, "Pull over so that we can eat." And I said, "Do I need to pull over so that you can eat?" She goes, "No, pull over so that you can eat. It's not safe." I said, "Mom, I'm going to adjust the wrapper. I want to keep going. We're driving." So then she, that's fine. So she got mad at me. And again, I'm like, "I don't know if you noticed that I'm 46 years old and I'm good." So that kind of set the tone where she could be kind of really nice and then she could be kind of not so nice. And she's sitting in the back of the caravan.
Why was she sitting in the back seat?
Because it was more comfortable for her. So it's like driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm driving, and at one point, I looked at my GPS, and it's like, "You have 2 hours until you get to Indianapolis."
Oh, God.
And about a half an hour later, I looked, and we still had, "You have 2 hours."
What?
And then I looked again. It was like, "You have 2 hours." And I started having like a panic attack. I'm like, it was like I was in a Twilight Zone episode that I was never going to get to.
Was it broken?
No, I just don't know if it was adjusting for traffic or the time change or whatever. But so I saw the beautiful orange moon in the sky and I calmed down. And all of a sudden, I'm totally calm. And all of a sudden, boom, for 6 miles, one lane, 45 minutes.
Oh, no. That's why you kept saying 2 hours.
I don't know. Whatever it was, it sucked. So we're listening to Sirius Radio, and right, we get done with this 45 minutes, and all of a sudden, I hear, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care about time? Although I can't imagine why. Uh-oh. Everyone really seems to cry. And I'm just like, I start laughing, right? Because I'm like, okay, universe, I guess what you're telling me is I'll fucking get there when I get there.
Yes.
And who cares?
Yes.
So then mom and I start singing the song at the top of our lungs and start laughing.
Yeah.
We get to the hotel. We don't get checked in until about 12:15. We're both really tired.
12:15 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, poo.
Mom's like, that was kind of an exhausting trip. And of course, I look at her and I just want to be like, mm-hmm, because you did all the driving. Mm-hmm. Very exhausting. Mm-hmm. However, she has a hemorrhoid that's like the size of an apricot.
Oh.
So sitting in the back was not very comfortable for her. So I kind of let her have a little slack there. So anyway.
Why didn't she lay down?
Well, she was laying on her side, kind of.
Yeah.
But it still was uncomfortable.
So what do? They cut those off? What do they do for those?
Yeah, she has to see a surgeon. She ended up going to the emergency room when we got back. So.
Oh, God.
My mom is also like the coldest woman on the earth. So the room was sweltering hot. And this is so much information. She'll kill me. She's going to kill me. Okay, so you know she has a bag for her urine.
Yeah.
And at night, she hooks the bag up to a hose.
No, I did not know that.
And it goes into a bucket next to the bed.
Great. So she just pees all day long or all night long?
Sure, because you don't have any, there's no control.
Yeah.
So instead of her having to get up a couple times a night to empty the bag, she just free flows into this bucket. She cleans it every morning with bleach. It's extremely sanitary. However, urine smells.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Urine smells not really good in a 75-degree room either.
Oh, God.
So I slept with a pillow over my face.
What is that noise?
I've got to go catch my flight.
Oh, God, it sounds like it's landing in your front. I mean, usually I hear the planes, but that one sounds like it's actually landing in your front yard.
Yeah,
possibly
it's a jet.
In your living room.
It could be, yeah. I guess
Mm-hmm. That's lovely. Oh, you missed it. So let me guess. The smell of the warm urine woke you up in the middle of the night?
No, I didn't sleep very well the night anyway, because, and I wear earplugs, and I also,
what
wear
does
earplugs.
That have to do with the smell? The urine didn't wake me up. I wore earplugs.
No, the urine didn't wake me up, and neither did her snoring.
Yeah.
Because she snores on top of all that. So that was a fun night, and I just kind of went, now I'm sounding like a bitch, but it's like, no, I would sleep 10 nights in there if that meant that we were going to get her in the study.
Yeah.
But I'm just painting the picture of what a unique situation it is to be with someone who has bladder cancer, and that's kind of what they have to do. They do the best they can, which is no problem. I have no problem. I have no problem with the urine. It was just that it was so hot in there. And I felt bad for her because she's like, I'm sorry about the bucket. I'm sorry about the bucket. I'm like, Mom, I don't care about the bucket. I really don't care about the bucket.
Yeah.
I care about how hot it is in here and that you snore, but I do not care about the bucket. So the next morning we get
Your warm piss is the least of my worries, my concerns.
So we get up the next morning. We have to be there by 10:30, and they have a little like place you can get something to eat downstairs. And I said, I'm just going to eat downstairs. And she goes, why? And I go, the permeating smell of urine, not really appetizing. Well, if you sit on the other side of the room, you won't smell it. Okay, great logic. So I went down and grabbed a sandwich because I didn't want to offend her. Came back up and ate it, and we left. So we go to the hospital, and we're in the cancer center. So any labs that are being done, anything that anyone's doing is all in regards to cancer. So we still don't know when we check in if she's in the study. I brought my iPad with me, and I'm sitting in this waiting area with my mom. And I like Coca-Cola. That's usually my coffee in the morning. And so I'm sitting there next to my mom, and I said, She goes, oh, Girk, I see a Coke machine in the vending area over there. And I said, you know what, Mom, I'm not dying for one right now. I'm okay. And I look at her and I go, I guess I really shouldn't say I'm not dying for one right now, should I? And we start laughing because here we are sitting with all these people who have cancer.
Yes. Cancer humor.
Cancer humor. Mm-hmm. You can do that. So about 5 minutes later, I'm not even doing anything with my iPad. I'd say 90% of the people there are 65 and older. These cancer patients. Yeah. Mm. There were only a couple. I saw like a woman, I'm assuming probably a younger woman and then like a younger guy, but I'll say the smatterings of 90%. All of a sudden out of nowhere, the loudest my iPad has ever been, I hear, I'm like, it's In the Mood by Glenn Miller. And I'm like, oh my God, it is so loud that everyone is staring at me. I'm looking at my iPad. I can't find the application. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how it started.
Why is it making that? Why was it singing that song?
I don't know. I'm like, I'm hitting mute on my keypad. It's not, it won't turn down. It won't turn off. So I'm looking at everybody completely petrified. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I get up. I shove the iPad under my shirt. It did nothing to mute it at all. Nothing whatsoever. People are laughing at me. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I go running in the bathroom. I throw open my iPad. I still can't see what application it was. And all of a sudden I'm like putting through and I go, iTunes. I did not open iTunes. I did not. I haven't used iTunes. I don't use iTunes on
this
iPad.
Do you own that song? Was that song even on your iTunes?
I used it for someone's birthday video like 4 years ago. But yeah. I don't know what it would, why it would have been. Well, probably when it synced up at some point. But it's not even something that I keep open. I mean, it's, you know, whatever. So that was weird. That was really weird. And then I just went out there and I said to everybody, I'm like, I'm so sorry. And this woman's like, that's the best thing that's happened to me all day. That was really funny. It lightened up the mood in here. And I'm like, no pun intended. You're in the mood. So then we'd been waiting there for about a half an hour. And I walked up to this woman and I said, listen, can you tell me if she's in the study? Because if not, we're going to leave. I mean, we don't need to be here. And we've been waiting a half hour. Just at that point, the lady called to bring my mom to do her labs. And I expressed the same thing. I'm like, we don't really need to be doing this. So we were sitting there waiting because she was going to call the director to see what was going on. And the director came out and she said, I just found out that you got in the study. Yay!
Oh, thank God.
So then we started crying. We were crying and it was all happy. And then it was like 11:40. I'm like, are we going to get to this appointment? She goes, yeah, they'll be fine when you get over there. And we get over there. And they're like, oh, yeah, we don't have you down till 3 o'clock.
Oh,
and I'm like,
shit.
Wah, wah. So I had to have a little attitude adjustment because I was just, like, so excited that she was in and yet so concerned about some other things that hadn't gotten worked out.
Isn't that funny how that works, where you get so excited and so grateful, and then in the blink of an eye, it's like, what? What do you mean our appointment is at 3? You need to see her right now. I'm not sitting in that traffic going home.
Well, it was that, and the rental car had to be back because now she's, I mean, my mom's paying for all this out of her own pocket. And so it's expensive, you know, and she's going to have to pay for another night. Whatever, right? The overlying factor is that she got into the study and she was going to get her first treatment. And it's just after the initial, like, oh shit, our plans are not going to work out the way we thought. And at the same time, there was a woman that was there who had 4 treatments. And, prior to her being in the study, she had a tumor that was coming out of that little stoma area that where the bag is.
Yeah.
And she couldn't even walk or anything. And after 4 treatments, she's gardening. I mean, she's doing really great.
Really?
Yeah. So there's some really optimistic things. So we didn't get in the car until about 5:15. And we got on the expressway. And it was like someone had cleared the path for us. It was like, oh. I drove 75, 80 miles an hour all the way from Indianapolis back to Chicago. We got back in 3 hours.
Oh, you know what? It's probably because everybody had already, you know, with the holiday traffic, everyone had already tried to get the hell out of there, you know?
Well, I don't know about that, but traffic going the other way was bumper to bumper.
Really?
Mm-hmm, going into Michigan. In any case, we got back, and my mom's like, this is the fastest it's ever been, and blah, blah, blah. And she goes back next Tuesday, which was really good. But there was one other funny thing. When we were driving, right after we got done with that big traffic thing, she goes, do you see those lights? Excuse me. She goes, do you see those lights up ahead? And I go, what lights? I'm like, I'm sorry, I was dozing off. She goes, slow down, slow down. Like, okay. Okay, now what are you doing?
I'm writing notes. I write things down as we talk about them.
Well, that's good.
I write things down as we talk about them, and it makes me laugh because of the, I was laughing again because of the earplug thing, how you were like, no, no, I didn't smell it. I had earplugs in. It reminded me of that Ghostbusters line where he goes, listen, do you smell something?
Awesome. Was any of that at all entertaining or just factual information? Roots in the program, so we'll see what happens.
No, it's good. It's good because we've been talking about it for a long time, and it doesn't need to be entertaining. People want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on.
It was a good trip with Ruth because she, you know, we mission accomplished. We'll have to figure out logistics because going down there every other week, we got to figure out how to do that as a family. You know,
week you have to drive, and it's 3 hours away.
Yeah, it could be for the next 5 years that she goes.
5 years?
Mm-hmm. God willing that she's around and that she responds to it. We'll find out in like a month and a half if she responds to the treatment. I imagine we'll know sooner just because she'll start feeling better, but.
Would you have to keep it up for 5 years?
Yeah.
What kind of treatment is it? It's not chemo, is it?
No, it's called immunotherapy. And so it's a drug that's boosting her immune system.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, and it's been really successful with all kinds of cancer. You know, with chemotherapy, they pretty much direct the chemicals to the type of tumor it is, you know? With this, they're using this drug for all kinds of different cancers, lung and bladder that I know of, but other cancers. So that's really rather exciting.
That is exciting. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's really good news.
It is great news. Yeah. So let's see what else is going on.
Well, I booked a commercial.
Yay.
And I shot it yesterday. And for the first time ever, I had to shoot a commercial with a fucking cold sore on my lip. I get cold sores.
Okay.
And I don't get them very often. I used to get them a lot more when I was younger because I didn't take anything to get rid of them except for like vitamin C and lysine. But then as I got older, because my mom gets them too. I think it's hereditary.
Yeah, it can be hereditary.
And so she would always just say, you know, take a bunch of lysine, take a bunch of vitamin C. But then as I got older, I was like, fuck that. I'm going to the doctor and getting like meds for it. She never really wanted me to do, you know, she didn't like doing the medication. But I'm like, you know what? Better living through chemistry, honey. Just give me some drugs. If I can take a pill and keep from getting a cold sore, I'll just take a pill. But sometimes, you know, you don't catch it in time and it comes on fast. And this one, I get one maybe once every year, once every other year. I don't get them very often. But it was mortifying because I wake up in the morning.
Oh, that would suck.
It was a really fast turnaround. The callback, then the very next day after the callback was wardrobe, and then the very next day was the shoot. And so the morning of wardrobe, I get the call that I booked it, and I'm so excited, and then I go, fuck, because I had woken up with the night of the callback. When I was driving home, I kind of felt that little tingly on my lip, and I was like, fuck. Because I could tell it was already too late. But usually it's just small. But when I get them in the middle of my upper lip, I rarely get them there. And when I do, I have no idea what caused this one. None whatsoever. But when I get them in the corner of my mouth, it's not that big of a deal. You can't really see them. When I get it in the middle of my lip, it looks like somebody punched me in the mouth because they get really swollen. The first 2 days, my lip gets really swollen.
Oh my God, Keek. Were you worried that you were going to be fired?
Oh, I was really worried I was going to be fired. I thought for sure I was going to be fired. So I show up to wardrobe. I was freaking out. I was taking handfuls of you're supposed to take like one pill a day. I think I took five that day because I just kept thinking, I kept panicking. I'm like, maybe if I just keep taking more pills, it won't destroy my liver. It will cause the swelling to go down.
My liver will heal.
It'll be fine. So it was better. Thankfully, wardrobe wasn't until the end of the day. So I was hoping the swelling would go down. I looked like an idiot because I just smiled a lot. Because I was in the mirror going, if I smile, you can't see it as much. So I just smiled a lot. But the director kind of looked at me a little funny. And He kind of looked at me a little funny, and I thought, oh God, I think he knows. He can tell that my lip looks weird, looks different than the callback. Like, what is wrong with her face? So I just kind of kept my head down a lot, and I smiled a lot. And
Was it a speaking role, or were you in background, or were you?
No, like... it was a speaking role. It was just me and the gal playing my daughter.
Close-ups,
lots of close-ups. So the day of the wardrobe, you know, I just kind of smiled a lot and kept my head down. But it was hilarious because the other actors, they were kind of parading in front of the clients to show the clients.
Yeah.
And with me, the director was like, okay, you're good. I said, oh. And he was like, yep, we're good. We got it. And I thought, I think he doesn't want the clients to see me. So I just kind of ran out of there because I was the only one that they didn't have go in to show the wardrobe to clients.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I just ran out of there going, please, God, please, please let me wake up tomorrow and have the swelling go down. I always know how my cold sores work. Always. I can always tell. But this one was rogue. It had gone rogue.
No.
And so I woke up the next morning and it was still swollen. Not as bad, but it was still swollen. So luckily, thank God, my call time wasn't. I had a later call time. We were shooting second. We were second up. So we were in the second half of the day. We didn't shoot until 2. And then we shot until the evening. So I just had ice on it. And, you know, today, if we had shot today, no problem. Perfect. It's kind of dried out. You can't barely even see it. But yesterday, it was still kind of bumpy. Like, I kept sending pictures to everyone. I kept sending pictures to my mom. I sent pictures to my husband. I was like, how bad is this? Is it bad? Can you tell?
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it was really, I was super self-conscious and it was really awful. And I just kept...
What will they do?
I had big clown lips on because I kept putting lipstick on because I thought if I just put lipstick over it, I'll hide it. Nobody said anything. I was sweating because I really thought at one point somebody, you know, you were going to hear him on the walkie be like, what's that on her lip? Can you make sure you wipe whatever that is off on her lip? I kept waiting for it. And then everyone would be like, what? What is it? Let me see. Oh, no, it's a cold sore. It's a what? It's a cold sore. It's not going away. Oh, okay. Hang on.
She has herpes on her mouth.
She's got a herpes on her lip. All right. You know what? Let's take 15. We're going to have a quick meeting with the clients and see what they want to do about the herpes on her mouth.
Right.
I kept waiting for those moments to happen. Thankfully, they
that
never did.
That would have been so stressful.
Oh, it was really stressful. Really stressful. And I seriously kept waiting for that to happen. I kept waiting for somebody to say, so what is that on her lip? Because they did the wide shot first. They did the master first. So I was like, okay, I can handle this. I kept kind of tilting my face slightly away from the camera in the master.
And the director, no one came up to you. The director didn't come up to you and like, hey, listen.
No.
Let's just call a spade a spade. We know that you got a cold sore. So we're going to shoot around it.
Nope. Nothing. I don't know if it was the elephant in the room or whether my family, who I kept sending pictures to, kept saying, no, I can barely tell. I'm like, I know, but in person, you can see it. You can see it. Because the makeup lady was like, I said, I'm really sorry. I'm, you know, super gross. I have a cold sore. And she was like, where? Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you, are you taking something? I'm like, yeah. And she was like, oh, yeah, it is kind of bumpy there, isn't it? And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Thank God you didn't have to kiss somebody.
So then, yeah, no, not in commercials. But then they did the close-up, and I was totally waiting for it because I'm like, I can't angle away. It's a fucking close-up on my face. So, no, I waited for it. And if they did have the herpy conversation, it was behind my back. Nobody said anything to me.
Now,
so,
can they fix
awful.
That? I mean, if it shows up on the print, can they fix that now? I mean, are they able to?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, it's not like they're going to sit there and do all sorts of special effects on this stupid little internet commercial.
Oh, it's an internet commercial. Here's me. Oh, well, if it's an internet commercial, then who gives a shit?
No, I think it's dealer B too. So I'm sure there's some wild spot. There's going to be some wild spot airings in there somewhere. I don't know where.
Interesting. Well, as soon as it airs, you're going to have to tell us which commercial that it is because you can't tell us now, right? Because it hasn't aired yet.
Yeah, I can't say anything now, but if I start seeing it on TV, then I will say something.
But it'll be on the internet though, right?
It'll be on the internet somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can tell you it's for canon. I can't tell you anything about what happens in the spot,
but it
is for Canon cameras.
Yeah.
Or Canon, not cameras, Canon in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank
regardless
you.
Of what the circumstances were. Oh, that would have bummed me out.
Usually I love shooting. You know, my husband sends me text messages. Oh, superstar, you're going to have so much fun. You get the superstar treatment today. And I was like, oh, babe. Seriously, I've never wanted to get out of there faster. Never wanted to just get out of there. I was so uncomfortable and so stressed out all day long because I kept waiting for somebody to come up to me and be like, what is that thing on your lip? And
that would have made me sick to my stomach. Like, I would have gotten diarrhea just thinking about it.
I was super stressed out. So I was really happy to get the fuck out of there. Because I spent so much time staring at myself in the mirror and taking selfies and checking the picture.
Oh,
and
I wish you would have sent me
somebody
them
caught me. If somebody caught me at one point, like looking at myself in my phone, because you know, you can use it as a mirror. I just was like, had flipped the camera around. It was just kind of checking myself out. And somebody on set, I looked up and they caught me and they had this funny look on their face like, what the fuck? Is she really that vain? What is she doing? Why is she? I was so stressed out about it. I seriously kept checking myself out in the mirror all day long. Cause I kept hoping that like, maybe it's better now. Is it better now? Maybe it's better if I tilt my head this way. Like,
if I kind of do, no.
I should have taken a picture to post when it was like at its worst, when I looked like somebody punched me in the face.
Well, but thankfully you didn't have to, that wasn't what was going to be seen anyway. So I can't wait to see it. So there we go.
Can you see it now? Can you tell now? I don't have any lipstick on.
I can just see just a little bit. Yeah. I mean, only because until you told me that you had a big herpes on your lip, I did not notice it.
Yeah, but it was way worse than this yesterday because it was a little swollen. It was a little puffy in the middle, just a little bit, just enough that I was like, somebody thinks that I probably had some tragic, whatever, lip
domestic
filler.
Yes. Yeah, violence?
No, like some lip filler that went rogue that just that kind of like just puffed up the middle but didn't go anywhere else.
Because it only looks like you like had a little chat, like you licked your lips too much now.
It's,
you know,
super
what I mean?
Like, flat right now. It's perfect today. I could have hidden it no problem today, but yesterday it was, I think I have a photo somewhere. I'll have to text you a photo. Hang on.
Please do.
I think I have one somewhere.
Please
so,
do.
Yeah, so that's my, that's my saga.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. All right. What else do we got? I know that I had something else I wanted to talk about. I will wait until you send me the picture.
No, I'm sending you two of them. One was like first thing in the morning in my car when I was driving there panicking. And one is from when I was on set going, tell me that this, I'm doing it. You're going to look at it and go, no, your lips just look really full because I took the lip liner. I usually have a really thin upper lip, but I took the lip liner. You know how sometimes people will line outside the lip to make their lips look fuller, but it really doesn't look fuller. It just looks overdrawn.
You end up looking like a clown.
Yeah. It just looks overdrawn. So I definitely had a very overdrawn thing going on, but also, remember back in the 80s and the early 90s when it was the thing to have like the darker shade of lip liner and the lighter shade of lipstick?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
all right,
sweet
across.
Jesus.
Okay, one, it's like you have this Jackie O look with the big sunglasses.
Because I was in my car, I was driving, I was stuck in traffic. So, of course, you know, again, don't do this at home.
No.
I took
a
picture of myself driving.
Yeah, that was probably, you weren't driving, were you? The reflection looks like you're stopped in a parking lot.
I was stopped at a stoplight, I think.
I'm looking at the reflection. Okay. I wouldn't know. And then, I see the little bump.
You can see the bumps.
Yeah, but.
But look how big my lips look.
No.
Okay.
Again, how close up is close up?
Well, the one in my car, I had been sucking on ice like the entire car ride. I had an ice pack up against my face for the entire car ride. I had an audition that morning and it took me like an hour and 15 minutes to get there. And I think I had an ice pack on my face for a good hour to get the swelling to try to go completely away.
You're fine.
I was panicking.
No, you looked great. You're totally fine.
Oh, I'll have to send you the one without lipstick. There's one without lipstick where I was like, oh God.
No. Did you have your hair and makeup lady do you?
No, because it was funny. You know, sometimes you go to set and the makeup artists are so, you know, when you come with makeup, they can get so like, oh, well, I'm going to take that down. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So, you know, I showed up already apologetic. Like, I'm really sorry. I had an audition this morning. I had to kind of do full makeup and it's probably a little heavier than what you want. But she was, it was a very laid back set. She took one look at me and went, no, that's fine. I think it looks good, actually. I'm just going to put some foundation on you, but it's fine. She said, just keep your lipstick in your pocket. You can keep doing your own lips because, you know, obviously she didn't want to use her tools on my massive herpes. And then it never fails. Whenever your hair's like, oh, my hair's kind of shitty right now. The weather kind of fucked it up, but that's all right. The hair, you know, the makeup and hair will fix it. And I got to set, she was like, no, I think the hair looks good.
Really?
Okay, fine. There's it's 50-50 with me because my hair kind of like does a flippy mom thing anyway. So a lot of times when I get to set, they're like, yeah, no, I think that looks good. It looks like a mom. I'm like, great.
Yeah. I see it without the lipstick. It's obviously a little bit more noticeable, but so be it. You're great.
Right.
You're fabulous.
But look at that. You just kind of, I mean, it was super bumpy and in full force.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. So trying to think what else.
Thought about getting lip filler after that. I'm like, maybe I do need fuller lips. It looks so weird on people though. Don't you think?
I don't know. I've seen it done well where if you just put a little bit of filler where it's starting to thin out by the corner of your mouth, just a little bit, like it can plump it up. It's when people get crazy and they do the Lisa Rinna thing.
I don't know. No, it's not even that though, because sometimes it just doesn't look right because people don't have the right size lips for it. Like sometimes it just looks like a ridge. There's just this weird kind of ridge that goes above where the lip line is. Like she doesn't have it anymore, but when I worked on that show Mom, I'm trying to remember it's not Alice and Janney, but the blonde, super, super sweet, nicest person on the planet.
Oh yeah. I can't remember her name.
I could not stop staring at her mouth. I could not stop staring at her mouth because I was convinced that she had some done. And I'm pretty sure that she did because now I don't think she redid it because I think she probably looked at herself and went, oh my God, what did I do? Because it looked really weird because it wasn't the shape of her lips. You know what I mean? Like if you have your lips, but then there's this weird kind of ridge because it puffs up the area, but it doesn't give you bigger lips.
Spot.
Like, I don't know how Lisa Rinna's worked because Lisa Rinna, I look at her and go, no, her lips look like they're naturally that shape. Like she has big lips that can handle all that shit in them. Most people who have regular lips that they just, I don't know. And maybe it's just a bad job, but I've seen a couple of people that have lips like that too. Like Taryn Manning is one where I kind of look at her and go, is her mouth like that? Or does she do filler and it just makes her lips look weird?
I'll have to look next time I watch Orange is the New Black.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Whatever.
Yeah.
I got off on a little tangent. I could go off forever on the plastic surgery rant because there's so many different fucked up things that people do to their face that we were flipping channels and there was a plastic surgery show. I cannot remember what it's called with these two plastic surgeons. And I think it's about,
is it Botched? Is it called Botched?
Yes, it's Botched. It's about fixing people's fucked up. And the episode we watched, it was funny because I told my dude, I would never tell anybody this, but he was like, no, wait, I want to watch it. I'm like, I really want to watch this because
it's fascinating.
I want to find out how they fixed the uni boob. There was a gal who had like a uni boob. She had uni boob. Like
had she had a boob job and it just,
she had a medical condition where there, I forgot what it's called, but it's some sort of a medical condition where your chest is literally kind of concaved and you're missing a rib or something. And there's nothing under there to hold your chest cavity kind of up and open.
Okay.
So when she was younger, she had multiple surgeries to fix it. But unfortunately her chest was still kind of concave enough that it made her look like she had a uniboob because her boobs,
heard of such a thing.
She had a decent size, but the way her chest was because of this deformity that she had, this birth defect that she had, that they mostly were able to fix. But it has something to do with like the shoulders don't form right. They're a little hunched over and they don't look right. And because of something on the inside, and they had fixed it, but there was something underneath that instead of having the boobs kind of sit up on your rib cage, there wasn't anything for them to sit on. So they kind of were a little concaved and it made it into a uniboob. And
that is so sad. Okay,
so she had multiple surgeries with surgeons who said they could fix it, but they couldn't. And they actually made it worse.
Oh no.
And so because this poor woman, she was beautiful, but she was super self-conscious about it. She had been teased ever since she was like 13. She was bullied and teased about her weird, freaky uniboob. And so when she got to these plastic surgeons, these Beverly Hills ones, they of course were like, oh my God, the guy was a hack. He didn't know what he was doing. Cause he said, this is a really difficult, complicated surgery because you have two different things going on. You have the uniboob, which is not difficult to fix, but you also have the uniboob plus this, whatever the birth defect was called. And I can't remember what it was. So of course they were like, you know, we love a challenge. They have the guy who does all the, I guess the other body stuff. And then they have the guy who does all the boob job stuff. And, he fixed it. He fixed it and it looked good. So she came out at the end in her bikini for the first time ever. But then they had this weird, so this show I kind of got into because I was like, I've only seen the one and a half episodes because the next episode started. And of course I thought, well, I want to see what's with the weird. There's apparently some British chick who's big on the, tabloids. She's in all the tabloids over in Britain for having way too much plastic surgery done.
Oh, yeah. I've seen her.
And she gives her kids, you know, her 13-year-old daughter for her birthday, she gave her a $7,000 plastic surgery gift certificate.
Oh, what? I didn't know that. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else then. Okay.
And she, you know, and she gave her other daughter, or she gave her 9-year-old daughter the plastic surgery gift certificate.
Oh,
and her 13-year-old daughter she gave Botox to.
Oh, so my goodness.
It was kind of controversial, and she came in to have something done on her hands. She wanted something done on the back of her hands, and she wanted something else done, like another facelift. And they actually turned her down. They said, no, we're not going to do it because you don't need – if you lift your face anymore, you're going to look like the Joker. And she gives herself – she self-injects the Botox because she's done it so many times that she just has, like, her little vials and her syringes in her purse. She's a crazy character, and I'm sure. So apparently, she's a regular for the tabloid fodder in the UK.
Wow.
Nobody over here knows who the fuck she is, but she brought her 9-year-old daughter, and they were talking to her, and it was like, I really hope you're not teaching your kids that. The 9-year-old seemed pretty good so far. She was like,
isn't it an illness though called like dysmorphia or something like that?
Body dysmorphia, but she doesn't necessarily have body dysmorphia because I thought body dysmorphia was more like clown mirror, where you look in the mirror and you see something that nobody else sees, which I guess can be plastic surgery too.
Well, if
she just is on the never ending search for like perfection, she just wants constant maintenance.
Because you think something's wrong.
She wants constant maintenance because she sees nothing wrong with it. But the 9-year-old was like, well, the $7,000 gift certificate was really for the plastic surgery if I want it. But if I don't want it, I can use the $7,000 for anything else. And it was like, okay, well, I mean, I guess that makes it sound mildly less crazy. But then the 13-year-old, she said that she got tagged for because she took a picture. The photographer wanted her to take a picture just for fun or for whatever, holding the needle up to the girl's face, even though she didn't inject it in her face. She was actually giving her the Botox shot for, it was something, it was one of the off-label uses. It was either for migraines or it was for something else. But they spun it and made it seem like she was giving her 13-year-old Botox.
Oh, my God.
So, but still, I don't know that I would be okay with, you know, I don't know that kids get bad enough migraines to be shooting Botox into a 13-year-old. But still.
I mean, I have
a girlfriend who does Botox for her migraines, but she's,
you know. My sister did.
But she's an adult. She's an adult, not a child.
She doesn't anymore. It was kind of when they were first starting it through and stuff.
Yeah.
And I forget why she stopped. It did help for a little bit. Maybe it stopped helping or something, but I mean, there certainly are other uses for it besides, you know, whatever. But I think, you know, I think that it can, I think all that injectable stuff can be used moderately. I mean, I was talking to someone And they were like, you know who's great, who looks great with the injectables?
Who?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
She has injectables?
According to the esthetician that I, you know,
what
was talking to. All around her, like around her mouth and some Botox and stuff. But she's so, whoever she's using is doing it so well that you can't tell.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously a professional can because she's, you know, a 60-some-year-old woman who would have typical, you know, you can have great skin.
Yeah.
And not wrinkle and stuff, but you're still going to lose, like, elasticity. You're still going to lose collagen. So,
yeah.
You know, you can do that filler, you know, around in here.
Yeah.
And in here. And just kind of, I mean, I got
bad
lighting.
But sometimes it just doesn't, sometimes it just, I don't know, it goes wrong. Like, Laura Flynn Boyle looks, she looked, this was years ago, but she had been out of the public eye for a while. And then she did an episode of, like, Law and Order or something. And I could not stop staring at her face. I couldn't figure out what happened. She looked like a chipmunk.
Just
she looked
the lips
so
needed,
awful. No, it was like some sort of filler or something that made her whole, like, bottom of her face super puffy. And she looked like a chipmunk. She had weird, like, round, jowly.
Yeah, that's the one thing that has me, you know, I mean, I am fascinated by it because it's just something that's, I find intriguing. But at the same time, you know, that stuff lasts for like 2 years. Not
yeah,
the Botox,
because then if it goes wrong, then you're stuck with it, right?
Or someone, you know, like how do you, like, you can't deflate it. It's not like there's an air pump in your face. It's a collagen-based substance. I mean, I'm fascinated by all kinds of stuff, so I always ask questions because I'm like, you know, it can be a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And then you can do things that are just a little bit, and that makes all the difference for you.
Yeah.
It's on your own self-esteem and what you want, but it's not one of those things that I'm opposed to. You know, I don't have any, you know, big judgment against it. Do what you want to do as long as you feel good about what you're doing. And that's how I feel about plastic surgery too. I mean, I don't think you should ever do any kind of enhancement cosmetically, physically, or, you know, injectables or whatever, unless you're doing it for yourself. If your boyfriend or husband wants big boobs or an ass implant or whatever, you know, you got to check your self-esteem.
Well, I know people who've done that. I know, you
know,
someone who had boobs and then didn't have boobs and then had boobs based on who she was with. And then I know someone else
who...
What?
You mean she would have a boob job and then have them taken out and then put back in?
Yeah. Multiple people. I know multiple people. I know someone else who's done that too. She had boobs. They burst. So she had them taken out. Then she had them put back in later, years later. Then she was, I think, over it. Didn't want them anymore and had them taken out. And then like 10 years later, just recently, just like a year or two ago, she, you know, her, I think her husband wanted them, missed the boobs. And I got the impression that she was definitely doing it more for him than she was for her.
Yeah, and I'm not going to judge it because, you know...
I don't judge it, but I just, you know, I mean...
No, but I
think that changing your appearance... Yeah, changing your appearance should be for you, not for your partner.
That's kind of what I mean. It's like, it's not like I want to, you know, people do it for their own reasons. I guess it's my hope that someone would do it for themselves. I'm never going to get anything done unless I want to do it. If someone doesn't like me for who I am, that's fine. And if I do choose to do something, it's not because I don't like myself for who I am, but if I feel that it's going to enhance me in some way that will bring me confidence or I'll feel better about looking in the mirror or whatever, so be it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need a boob job, but if I wanted one, if I was in that position where I'd be like, great. That's, you know, it's interesting that people are more judgmental on like a boob job than they would be a nose job. Like, oh, you don't like your nose? Go ahead and fix it. You should fix it. You know, whatever. People are supportive, but it's like, I'm getting a boob job. Why? Why? You know, it's like, let people do what they want to do for the most part.
Yeah, I have less judgment about that than I do about all the stuff in your face. Because, you know, there's so many people out there that you look at, celebrities that you look at and go, see, you would actually probably have aged really nicely. Meg Ryan, you know, I don't understand. And then you look at like Nicole Kidman and say, okay, Nicole, it's time to put down the Botox. It's time to put it, step away because
where do you think she gets the Botox?
Go and look at Nicole Kidman. Her face doesn't move. It does not move.
Oh.
I think she gets it everywhere.
Okay.
She's still beautiful, but her face doesn't move. And then you look at somebody like Meg Ryan and go, oh God, you were aged so, you, she was so beautiful and she was aging so nicely. And then that kind of fucks it all up. So that's why I look at that and say, no, I don't know that I would ever do anything like that. I look at my mom and it's like, that's probably what I'm going to look like. And I don't look at her face and see that there's anything that she could have done. I mean, maybe, you know, a teeny lift here or there, maybe, but I can't even imagine myself doing that. I just don't. No, no.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I would ever do is I have really big eyelids, which are fine now, but if I got to a point where there was so much skin in there and it was super, super droopy, I might do one of those little, like, have them remove some skin.
Yeah, but they just take out a little excess skin and that's it.
That might be the only thing that I would do.
I would do the turkey neck thing.
Oh, the waddle? You would get rid of the waddle?
Yeah, yeah. If it gets like...
But I knew a guy who got rid of his waddle and a year later it's back.
Then he didn't get it down at the right place.
I don't know.
Or did he gain weight and lose weight real quick? You know, like, that'll do it too.
No, he recently actually lost a bunch of weight, but it was back before he lost the weight. It was back before he lost the weight.
Did he have a lifestyle lift? Is that what it was?
I
don't know, but I would investigate it. I mean, and things are changing all the time where actually there's more and more stuff available that they're able to do that's more natural to your body. And, you know, like with more collagen stuff and things to kind of naturally restore your own body's balance, if you will.
Yeah.
But skin gets loose and we get old and that's what you got to do. But yeah, I don't know. I would probably be more geared for injectables than I would for surgery.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know on the injectables. All right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, on that note. Listen, we need to... Okay, so we're two episodes away from the big 50.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That might have to be another mimosa episode. So we're going to have to plan accordingly.
Okay.
With your schedule. So that'll be in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And we're going to just have to maybe revisit some stories or, I don't know, find something fun. So we'll be planning for that, you guys.
Okay.
Thank you again so much. This is kind of like a catch-up episode, I think, where we got to just talk about stuff. Yeah. Hilarity will ensue at some point.
As it always does.
We both have low blood sugar. We haven't eaten today, so.
I gotta eat. I'm hungry.
Okay, you guys, we love you. Thank you so much again for listening, and we will talk to you really, really soon.
Bye. Someone who's clean with a dirty mind.